the 14th of October. Holy crap, I don't even have an outfit picked out yet for Halloween.
Speaking of outfits, yours looks good right now. I've never seen you wear that shirt.
Well, thank you. It's one of three shirts I don't wear every day, and it is from the collection of Not Too Fat, Not Too Thin. So
looks good.
Dude, legit, if I lost like 70 pounds, I'd have like one of the dopest wardrobes you've ever seen. Like when I lost a bunch of weight before I got married, I look so good. I didn't just wear my sloth shirt all the time. We'll see.
Would you
left work
in my car?
What?
That sounds like a hookup.
Yeah,
disc golfing and he left his shirt in my car.
His shirt off with disc golfing?
Why was it not on?
That's what I'm asking.
He changed. I don't know. I forget.
No, it's because we were doing something. We do a TV show on Comcast, and I think, we had to shoot something for a breast cancer video. I don't know. We were doing something where I needed to have like a professional shirt, and I had to take that off. So either way, I don't know why my underwear is still in there. That's a weird question, too. But no, speaking of which, do you have my ice pack like that you put in your crotch? Do you have that?
I still do.
All right, I need that back.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Ew. Anyways, we got a lot to explain and not a lot of time to do it. Yes, Joe McKenzie. McKenzie is off for the next couple of days. But don't worry, we got a full crew here. Joe, Liv, we got intern Chloe and producer Porkchop. Let's go around the room. How was your weekend, Liv?
My weekend was good. It was honestly like a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. I had my boyfriend's nephew's birthday party on Saturday, and I'm not going to lie, I was absolutely dreading it so bad. I was like, how can I get out of this? What kind of excuse can I make? Can I say I have an emergency with work? Like, what can I do? And then surprisingly enough, I went there and it was so fun and I got so much candy. I was doing an exchange with all of the kids. I was bribing them with piggyback rides. And then I was like, oh, I'll trade your Smarties for that Sour Patch. I was just doing all sorts of things. So it was actually a very fun weekend. And then yesterday, I had a very productive day, which normally my Sundays are never productive because I'm always really hungover. But no, yesterday was a very productive day. It's crazy what you can get done if you're not hungover.
Could you imagine, like, in another universe, there's a Liv the Web Girl that doesn't get drunk every weekend? Like, it's like female president, just like saving the world. And there's Liv that we have. She's like, man, I think I drank a lot. Porkchop, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic. It was really good, filled with a lot of fun stuff. And believe it or not, I did not get drunk and I did not flip pancakes this weekend, and it was a good weekend.
What is going on with the people I know?
Wow. I know, right? It's kind of crazy.
Alternate universe.
I literally did something every minute this weekend. But I mean, I'll get more into that a little later, like 8 a.m., 7 a.m. Central. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Do you know what DraftKings is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a betting site or something, right?
Yeah, a betting website. It's kind of like fantasy football, but it's like only daily. every Sunday. Yeah. Like you get a new team. So this is only my second time playing was yesterday, and I got second place. And second place won $30.
Nice. Yeah. Look at you.
Is that how the Bang Fairy ended up coming in here this morning with our Bang energy
yes,
drinks?
Yes, I brought everybody a Bang this morning. Do you all like it?
I do.
Thank you.
I always am down for a Bang, especially on a Monday.
All because of my DraftKings win.
Well, yeah, nice. I would say continue your betting ways then. Intern Chloe, hey, good morning, by the way.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
21, mimosa's coming.
Did you have like a good birthday weekend?
I did, yeah. I spent the weekend with my boyfriend. We were really productive as well. It was really nice. I enjoyed spending time with him. And then they had a surprise party for me yesterday, which was fantastic. Aww. I really enjoyed it.
I can't wait. I want to hear more about that coming up later on the show. So
was it fantastic?
It was fantastic.
It is so scary that she could do that. I could see intern Chloe one day doing her own show. And she's like, hey, it's Chloe and Claire. And she's like, I'm Chloe.
I'm Claire. She's both. That's great.
All right, cool. Well, my weekend was cool. I hung out. I went and went to something called Fall Festival. It's like this big place where they have like a big party all week, and it's no boobs or anything like Mardi Gras, but it is a pretty big street fair. Tons of deep fried food. Just legit a walking heart attack waiting to happen.
Did you have a lot?
I didn't, because I know I'm like kind of chunky still, but like my stomach's not big as far as like I can't eat a lot of food. I had like three or four things and I got sick, and it was weird working in different places when you move in radio sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You wonder, like, do people even know you? And that sounds so like full of yourself, but I had like several people like, Joe!
Oh,
I was like, that's
really?
Cool. Yeah, because I haven't been in this place in 3 years.
Oh, wow.
I've been gone for 3 years since I worked in this place. And I was like, all right, I'll take a free corn dog from your concession stand. I'm not going to say no to that, man. Corn dogs and lemon shakeups are the greatest thing in the world. So that was kind of my my weekend. Some other big news. I have to wait another couple of weeks till I can do it, but I will make a big official announcement on the show. It is a first ever like life-changing event. And no, I'm not leaving the show. So no leaving the show.
It's time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Paul Rudd was on the Graham Norton show and explained what it was like during his time on Friends and what it was like at the end of the series.
I was only coming on for a couple of episodes. It turned into a few more.
Yeah.
But it was nearing the end of the show, and the show was a phenomenon and popular, you know.
And you were saying that the main cast obviously got very emotional towards the end.
Well, during that last episode, I was in the last episode, which made no sense to me whatsoever. But in the news, they were talking about, well, you know, now they're filming the last episode of Friends, and this is a really incredible. I was on the soundstage, and I'd see, you know, Jennifer Aniston crying and hugging Marta Kaufman, the creator, and I thought, I'm not supposed to be here, and I would, to kind of break the ice, I would just go over and say, oh, they did it, huh? What a ride.
I think that is absolutely hysterical. I always forget that Paul Rudd was even on Friends. Kylie Jenner admitted during a Q&A on Instagram that she wants more kids. So her followers asked her about her life as a mother and asked when the makeup mogul is planning on having another kid. And she said, I can't wait to have more babies, but I'm not ready just yet. And she also mentioned that she snapped back pretty fast when asked about her body after she had Stormy and continued by saying, it was never the same and still isn't. But once I accepted the change, my confidence came back. It just takes time to accept it. Ryan Reynolds posted a birthday wish to Hugh Jackman, who he has an ongoing rivalry with.
Happy birthday, dear Hugh. Happy birthday to you. And I'm not even professionally trained, Jackman, you piece of
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I love their ongoing rivalry. Obviously, it's like a big joke, but I love it. I think it's hilarious. Liam Hemsworth has officially moved on from estranged wife Miley Cyrus and is now dating Madison Brown. The Hunger Games actor and Dynasty actress were spotted packing on the PDA in New York City last week. And sources say Hemsworth is so into her and really likes her. He feels like Madison gets him and understands him, partly because she is also Australian. I'm sorry.
Good day. Good day.
I'm sure everything is happy right now because it's the beginning of a relationship. I'm just him and Miley jumping into relationships so quickly after their marriage ended is just kind of shocking.
Would you say, Liv, that it reminds you of anybody else that we know?
Yeah, you know what? It kind of does. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it. But maybe we might have a producer or something that is somewhat similar to that.
I'm not sure. Maybe. I can't think of their name.
Hey, and you know what? It's making him happy. So maybe it's making Liam happy or Miley. But all I'm saying is Liam never even gave me a chance or a shot.
You know what I want to see is I want to see our producer get with Liam or Miley. Then we'll have something to talk about. All right. That is Liv, the web girl, with the tea this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah!
All
right.
Natalia Deal, who suffers from Down syndrome and epilepsy, was one of several girls nominated to serve as a homecoming queen at the Strom Thurmond High School in Johnson, South Carolina. So that's pretty cool. She was all set to join the school's homecoming court during the team's halftime break for football when she suffered a seizure just before the game. So that's not good. A doctor advised her and her mom that, yeah, she could still attend the homecoming ceremony, but she shouldn't and probably couldn't wear high heels because her body wasn't stable. I mean, aww, if you have a seizure, you're going to fall over and you're going to hurt yourself.
Right.
Well, when her special needs teacher heard the news, she reached out to other homecoming candidates, and they decided if Natalie couldn't wear her shoes, they wouldn't wear theirs either. So she sucked it up. She went through with the ceremony with all the other girls, and despite not feeling well, she ended up winning and was crowned homecoming queen. And
yay!
I love the photo because it's all these girls, and they're just barefoot. Like, that's cool. It's a little gesture. But in life, it's the small things that make a big difference to say, hey,
right,
we're with you. We're together. That's my money motivation. What about you, Liv?
I absolutely love that story. My story today is about a family of four who ended up fostering four more kids. So there were four kids, and they had
bunk beds.
Right. They had no place to put them. They were kind of calling all of their contacts to see just if someone could put them up for the weekend. And this family ends up getting called. And so they put them up for the weekend. And then after the weekend, they decide to foster them full time and the go into actually adopting them, because the dad said, if we didn't adopt them, there are high chances that they would all be split up. And yeah. we don't want these kids to go through anything even more traumatic than losing both of their parents and not having both their parents. That we want to be able to keep them together. Like, yeah, it's going to put a strain on our wallets and things like that, but we're going to make it work to help these kids.
And you're right about that being separated. So that's really cool. That's, yeah. Adopting one kid's not easy, but four?
Four kids. Wow. And they already had two of their own.
That's awesome. Awesome. All right, Pork Chop, what do you got for Monday Motivation?
So Duchess is a fox terrier who is 14 years old. When she was 2 years old, she went missing in Florida. She had an owner, and the dog got out of the house, disappeared. The owner never saw the dog again until recently. The dog was found in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, over 1,100 miles away, because the dog was found shivering and cold underneath a bridge. So someone brought the dog into the Humane Society, and the Humane Society was like, oh, hey, look, a microchip. And they're like, oh, that's weird. The owner's in Florida. So they contacted the owner, and the lady was like, no, my dog's been missing for 12 years. I've assumed she's just been dead.
Yeah, of course.
They're like, no, Duchess is sitting here waiting. You want to come get her?
Oh my gosh.
So the lady made an 18-hour drive from Florida to Pittsburgh and got reunited with her dog. I believe there's video, and Liv, you're going to put it up later. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We'll have it up on a blog on our Instagram story at Joe and Mackenzie, and it'll be a swipe up link. But that is, I'm going to cry when I
watch
that video.
Can you believe that? 12 years? Could you imagine if your Leo went missing and you saw him 12 years later?
I can't even think about that.
That is just insane, though. Like a dog's been gone for 6 months or a year. 12 years. That's like the life of a dog sometimes.
Right?
It's alive. So
wow.
That's awesome. All right. That's your Monday Motivation. That's the whole goal right there. You can check it out on our Instagram later on. It is Joe McKenzie, or of course at joeandmackenzie.com. Coming up next, police are warning parents to be on the lookout for this in their kids' Halloween candy. And normally I'd say, okay, you know, it's not a razor blade. It's not. It's actually something which I've seen, and this is legit concern. So parents, if you're listening, you might want to check that out. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. This video is insane. A Hard Rock Hotel that was under construction in New Orleans collapsed this weekend, leaving at least two people dead. More than 30 more were hospitalized, and one person is still unaccounted for. After a crane ripped away from the building, the upper deck of the hotel started to crumble upon itself. The rubble slid off the side of the building, crashing on the streets, and it looked like a Hollywood movie, just the way it was tumbling and falling. It's like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh my God, the whole building just going down, and you can see people running away. So
that's terrifying.
I hope thoughts and prayers to the family that lost loved ones, and hopefully the injured will make a full recovery. Parents, you've heard this before, but it's a little bit different. Don't worry about razors and apples for Halloween candy. Pennsylvania police are warning parents about drug-laced candy ahead of Halloween. Officers in Johnstown found candy that looked like Nerd ropes laced with 400 milligrams of THC during a raid. Now investigators are warning parents to double-check their kids' candy this season. Now, I could be wrong. There are some bad people, but if you have THC or different like edibles and candies, those aren't cheap. Would you really want to hand those out for free?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, it is psychotic to, one, give, you know, drugs to children. That is psychotic. It is psychotic to spend that amount of money on drug candy and then just give it away.
Unless you're high and you didn't, like, oh man, I threw away the good stuff.
Yeah, but even if you know. You know what are the good gummy bears and what are the gummy bears you can throw away.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl, I saw this story. I'm like, well, it's not huge news, but in Liv's, it might be the biggest thing we see all day.
Oh, no.
One avocado in Hawaii just set a world record for its weight of 5.6 pounds.
I could eat that whole thing in one sitting. I guarantee it.
We need more toast.
Yeah, need more toast and need more eggs.
The previous record was 5.5 pounds, and it was grown in Hawaii back in 2018. So less than a year later, we've got us a new record. Could you imagine a 5.6 pound avocado?
No, but honestly, I hope one day when I do have children, I birth a 5 pound, 6 ounce avocado and not a child. I'd rather have an avocado.
It's A for the avocado. Yeah. We're going to send out the photo soon. Okay, NFL over the weekend. What happened to the Kansas City Chiefs? Because the Texans spanked them 31-24, your final there. The Colts were off, so they didn't lose. That's nice. Guess who's playing this Sunday?
The Texans and the Colts, baby.
I'm going to be at that game. I won tickets from, thanks to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Yeah, I'm going to take my little bro, Michael. So that's going to be a fun game. Who do I cheer for? We're in Indy. Do I cheer for Indy or do I cheer for Houston for the Texans?
Oh, honestly, should I say something? I'm going to say
it. I'm afraid.
Go ahead and say it.
I
think the Texans are going to win. Maybe you should cheer for the Texans.
Wait. You think the Texans will beat the Colts?
I think the Texans are going to beat the Colts. Deshaun Watson is insane right now. He's the best. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the game
Brissette,
right now.
Jacoby is doing well, too.
He's doing well. Absolutely, he's doing well. But I don't know if you know Deshaun Watson.
You're the reason Andrew Luck retired. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, Major League Baseball. Did anybody watch it over the weekend? Because the Astros, well, they did well.
Home plate umpire Corey Blazer. Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it. Series is tied in a game apiece.
Yeah, that was 3-2 last night. They lost the first game against the Yankees. Now they're heading on the road. The Astros will take on the Yankees Tuesday in New York. So that's going on tomorrow. Getting into a lot of sports, but this is cool. My wife's like, you got to talk about this because my wife used to do gymnastics when she was younger. Simone Biles broke the all-time record for the most medals by any gymnast at the World Championship. She won the balance beam competition yesterday, giving her a 24th World Championship medal. The former record was 23. How old is this girl? Like 18?
I think she's like in her early 20s.
Okay.
But yeah, she's young.
I know I'm wrong in the age, but holy crap, that is so impressive. Way to go. And your final story today, I cannot wait, you guys. I haven't really done Scaretober yet here at the station. That's where I try to scare you guys just because it's October.
Oh, gosh.
But imagine being on TV, you're a meteorologist trying to update everybody on the weather, and this happens.
We'll see that again on Thursday, especially in the... Oh, God. This is all you. Bye. Okay, hope you enjoy your forecast. I'm leaving. Bye.
No one can clear a room like a scary clown.
I do not scary like clown. This. What is going on?
Why are you here?
Is it over?
It's not over yet.
No, stop what? Touching me.
Evil clown. Still
get
here.
Away. I'm not opening my eyes.
No.
You got to really watch the video. I'll put it up on joemckenzie.com. She just freaks out. Dude, did clowns bother you?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. If I was her, I would be cussing.
Really?
Yes. I'm shocked that she's not screaming or yelling profanities because I think I would.
See, I don't like clowns, but like they don't scare. I don't understand. Like they're like weird, but they don't scare me. Some people cannot stand them. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandmckenzie.com. To new interpretations of the show open for Song of the Day. I don't know exactly how to open it up. I just know it's really dramatic right there. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie. We got Joe, Liv, intern Chloe in the house, and Porkchop McKenzie on vacation for today and possibly tomorrow. So that means McKenzie being out, we have to fill that slot with the 21-year-old birthday girl, intern Chloe.
Woo!
Yeah, girl.
Yeah,
we still have to get mimosas for you. Now, maybe you can pop bottles early if you win, but today's category, it is a very good category. The category for Song of the Day, the theme is Best Alternative Rock Song. So, intern Chloe.
Yes.
What song did you pick?
Well, I picked this one. It's a debut album for Radiohead, which is a British band.
Oh, wait, I never knew they were British.
They don't
sound British.
They are a British rock band, and it's their song Creep, which was their debut single the 1990s.
Let's check it out.
But I'm a creep.
This is a originally performed by Harry Potter. True story. I did not know that was British.
It is, yeah. It was one of my favorite songs from Guitar Hero as well. I'd play that song all the time. As soon as I got that game, play that song all the time.
I love Guitar Hero.
Yes.
Okay, Porkchop, what are you representing today? The best alt-rock song.
So I found my iPod, like, from the 2000s. And there's such really good music on it. I have over like 600 songs. So I listened to my entire iPod and all the songs looking for the best alternative rock song. And what I came up with was 303 Don't Trust Me. She has to touch me. What? She wants to love me. She'll never leave me. Don't trust her. Never trust her. Won't trust her. Trust me, that will win.
I know, but like that's not
is
an
that alternative rock.
Yes, it is.
No.
What?
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
303.
What is it? Tell me what it
it's
is.
It's pop music.
It's pop. Yeah, that's
okay,
pop.
Maybe that song isn't pop. That song, you're going to tell me that song right there
bro,
is pop.
That is pop.
Yes.
That is not a pop song.
Yeah. Show me songs that charted by 303 on the alt rock charts. Pull it up while Liv and I try to present a reasonable
wow.
song to save this bit.
Okay, now it's my turn. And, oh, no, it's Joe's turn. It's
Liv
turn,
apparently Tom. Thinks her stuff's so good. I would like to go if it's my turn.
You can go.
All right, my song is an actual alternative rock song. It's by a huge band, which I'm so sad Kurt Cobain passed away, but we wouldn't even have this band if that wouldn't have happened. And I'm talking about the
alternative
Foo Fighters.
Alternative rock. Thank you. Get out of here. Go home, all of you. Go.
That is not alternative
yes, it
rock.
Is. I just looked it up. Thank you.
What, okay, at porkchop.com, is that where you went? Like your own little website with your own sources?
Get out of here.
Dude, you are so lame. You honestly, you make me sad at times. Mm-hmm. Listen, I would like to present my song to you for best
yes.
alternative rock mm-hmm. song. It's the Foo Fighters with Monkey Wrench. Rock song does it actually rocks out.
That's a good one.
It doesn't go.
So I decided to look up 303 the band for Porkchop song, and they are described as an American electronic music
yeah,
duo.
Yeah, they're synth pop, crunkcore, trap,
saying.
Electronic rock, and alternative rock.
Oh, they're the fifth one down.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Counts.
All right.
They had a
You're
guitar
just
in a song.
Jealous because I picked a good song.
So
that's gonna
I
win.
I will say I was alternative rock. I had a hard time picking a song for this because what falls into that? But this is a song I went with. I went with Third Eye Blind. This song makes me so happy. It makes you just want to rock out, roll down the windows, and just sing along. I want something to get me through this. Send me some kind of life.
Song, and I believe that's alternative rock, unlike Porkchop's choice. Mary Anderson on our Twitter, Joan McKenzie, says, Porkchop is wrong. That is not alternative.
I don't understand. It says it right here. Why is everyone hating? I don't get it.
We're not hating.
It's
we're just mentioning.
I guess it's a fact check. You know what I mean? Like facts don't lie.
All right, where else do I check then? I just checked Wikipedia. Now where do you want me to check?
I checked Wikipedia and it said it was electronic music duo.
Dude,
I think you just
come
realized.
Look right here.
Okay.
Listen, that
we
being said, let me. Yeah, we don't have all day to try to correct your wrong. We're just going to have to chalk it up as another mistake. Now
no.
listen. Yeah. It's okay. We love you, buddy. We love you. Now listen to this. You get to vote for an alt-rock song, even if one of them's not. All you have to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Let me remind you of the songs you can choose from. Intern Chloe, filling in for Mackenzie today, went with Creep by Radiohead. Porkchop mm-hmm. went with Don't Trust Me by Pop Band.
Alternative Rock. 303.
Porkchop. No, bring it back. That is after the fact of synth pop, crunkcore, trap, electronic rock. Then
yeah.
it's finally there. It's like,
yes, it counts.
That's like somebody that's like 1% Irish on St. Patrick's Day, and they're like 80% something. They're like, hey, guys, I'm Irish. Irish, okay?
Screw you.
Okay.
It covers the category.
I mean, technically, all there right. is a guitar in their songs. Or, I forgot where we're at. Monkey Wrench, I picked that by the Foo Fighters. And Live the Web Girl with Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. You get to vote and decide. It's just like the democracy we live in here. It doesn't matter if the candidate's good or not. You still get to vote. And if they win, then the song gets played. So, text the word song, S-O-N-G, right now. Song of the day, the category that we all agreed upon was best alternative rock song. And the voting has now ended. The calculations are about to begin, but I'd like to give you a brief recap of what songs you, yes, you decide, we don't, you decided was the best alternative rock song. And intern Chloe, representing for Mackenzie, doing a little vacay for the next couple of days. So Chloe's stepping up, doing her first ever. And this is a great song, in my opinion. She went with Creep by Radiohead. But I'm a creep. Man, I'm a loser.
It's so good.
Producer Porkchop, what song did he go with? Well, he went with alternative rock band 303. Don't Trust Me. For the record, I love 303.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them.
Yeah, hey, I looked up the song, Don't Trust Me, so by 303. Genre is electronic rock. Alternative rock is the second one. Pop rock, and then electropop. So, thank you.
Okay, cool. All right. Coming in with the third song choice today was myself, Joe. I went with the Foo Fighters, Monkey Wrench. And Live the Web Girl, coming in hot with Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life. I want something to get me through this. That's what I'm going to say if Porkchop songs win. I'm like, I need something to get me through this, please. All right, those were your options to vote. Rosie. She's been calculating, even she said, alternative choice. Interesting, Porkchop.
The votes are in. Coming in dead last place with only 7% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
That is honestly, like, I want to say there's voter fraud. That is so interesting. Can you believe that's the lowest song? Like, not even like trying to like not have that embarrassment.
Right.
But it's like, there's no way that did worse than Porkchop's song.
I will say, someone did pick Semi-Charmed Life a couple of months ago, and it did not win. Could it win today? I do like that song myself, so we will see.
Okay, third.
Coming in third place, with 24% of the vote, alternative rock song, Don't Trust Me. Which is crazy, because I spent an hour looking on my iPod for what I thought was the best alternative rock song, and that's what I came up with. So I was going to pick POD, Youth of a Nation, but whatever. It's over.
You should have went with POD. I think that would have been a better choice, and I would have agreed that's alt rock.
You're over it. We can tell.
First and second place were separated by 5%.
Wow.
It is intern Chloe's first time ever picking Song of the Day on her birthday. Was it enough to win?
Wow.
Wow.
With 31% of the vote, second place, intern Chloe.
Oh!
I still beat Porkchop.
She knows what's important here.
Yep, 36% of the vote. Great song, Live the Web Girl. Finally won with Semi-Charmed Life.
Hey, and we all won because now we get to listen to it.
Yes.
I was going to say we all won because we don't have to hear 303. Live the Web Girl. Winning this morning, Song of the Day, category Best Alt-Rock Song by Semi-Charmed. It's Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life. Song's about cocaine, if you didn't know that.
I did not know.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
It's kind of still a good bop.
A little fun fact. Hey, less than an hour from now, we'll do it at 8:10, 7:10 Central. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Yeah. You're going to be winning The Lion King. We're hooking you up. The new movie that just came out. Awesome, awesome stuff coming your way here on Joe and Mackenzie. Let's celebrate, ladies and gentlemen, a very special person here on Joe and Mackenzie, and that is intern Chloe. Yeah, hit that high porn. 21 years old today. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
I cannot believe it's your 21st birthday and you're here at work and you're sober and not like hungover.
Well, I did well last night. It wasn't that bad.
Okay. So did you celebrate your birthday yet? Like early? Or are you doing that? Like what are the plans?
Probably going to celebrate this evening. I have D&D tonight, so we're probably going to...
What is that for
Dunkin'
people that
Donuts.
Don't...
Oh,
yeah. Dunkin' Donuts.
I play Dungeons & Dragons. It used to be every Wednesday. Now it's every Monday with a group of friends from college.
Okay.
So we're probably going to go do something tonight.
Ooh, yeah. That's going to be so fun. And so did you guys... You had a party over the weekend.
Yeah, they threw me a surprise party. I didn't know about it. I am very ditzy, so I didn't pick up on any of it. They've been planning it for a whole month, my sister and my boyfriend, and then my friends from D&D. And I thought I was going to Cheesecake Factory yesterday, and we went around to my house to pick my sister and her boyfriend up, and it was all my friends and my parents, and then some friends from the stables that I go to ride. So.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting. So, did you guys take shots at this birthday party, or was it like a classy?
It was classy. We had mimosas. My parents got the ingredients for mimosas. I struggled to open the cork on the bottle. And then my friends brought... We all have tons of board games that we play, card games. So they brought that, and we were playing board and card games for forever.
I have a question, intern Chloe. So, my birthday was like a week or two ago, and I came in the next morning, blew my breathalyzer, and it was like a 0.07.
Yeah.
Are you going to be here tomorrow morning for work? And are you... I'm going to give you the breathalyzer tomorrow morning.
I will be here tomorrow morning.
And what are you going to blow on the breathalyzer?
A legal amount.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
And if I do have alcohol, I'll maybe see if my boyfriend can bring me to work.
Oh, there you go. Yes. You know what's funny is that Porkchop is a whole decade older than Chloe. For some reason, it seems like Chloe's more responsible.
She has way more wisdom. Way more. It must be an English thing.
It must be.
So, all right. Well, hey, we want to wish you a happy birthday. And we will, even though we're legally not allowed to, we will get you some mimosas this morning.
Yay. Wait, we might have to have her get it, though, right? Or is that a thing?
She's 21.
I know. No, I'm saying she's the intern. Isn't she supposed to go get stuff?
But really, she would want to use her ID because she's 21. Oh,
that's
true.
I just need someone to go with me.
Oh,
my
true.
21st birthday, I was so excited to use my ID, and then I didn't get carded for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're like, this is lame. No, wait. Does anybody know you can call us 833-563-2539? Is there any place where you get free stuff? I know you probably can't get free alcohol, but for her birthday. Can she get anything for free today?
Oh,
I would love
that.
To know. Yeah.
Okay, if you come into where I work at Sullivan Steakhouse, you get like a free dessert.
Then go. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna make a list and then I'll go to everyone. Yeah.
Yes, and then I'm gonna make a list and say I lost my ID. Alright. Well, hey, yeah, we will get those mimosas. Porkchop, please, the biggest thing I need you to do, don't worry about the rest of the show, find out when we can get alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't make me go out on my own. I don't want another homeless person yelling at me.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a traumatic experience. So, alright. It's worth it though for mimosas.
Time to pour this tea and stir this tea and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Cardi B talks about why she thinks it's important to always teach her daughter to be humble and why she'll continue to do it throughout her life.
I always say this, that I will always keep my daughter humble. And I'm always like, don't be bragging about the things you have. Don't be bragging about, I live in a mansion. I get every door I want. Because some of your friends, some of your cousins, some of your family members, they don't have that.
That is so interesting to me because did you see what happened this weekend with that ring she got? Oh my gosh.
Right. I think it's very interesting, especially because, you know, Cardi B and Offset, they love to show off their bling and their money and all of that kind of stuff. But I do think that she is sincere because, you know, Cardi B did not grow up with a lot of wealth. So I think she kind of understands that there's people who don't live like that. So I don't know. I think I'm proud of her. It sounds like she's got a good head on her shoulders a little bit.
Okay.
Netflix is developing a sequel to Murder Mystery, the comedy that starred Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. So Sandler and Aniston played a married couple who became involved in a murder plot while on a European vacation, bickering their way through solving the mystery. Luke Evans and Terrence Stamp also co-starred. And according to Netflix, almost 31 million households viewed the movie in the first 72 hours, making it one of the biggest opening weekends in Netflix's history. Did you watch it, Joe?
I did not watch it. I was going to watch it with my wife. She's like, I don't want to watch it. So I'll have to watch it on my own. Have you?
I watched it within the first 72 hours, and I liked it. I was pleasantly surprised. And I mean, let's be honest, Adam Sandler hasn't really hit it out of the ballpark recently in movies, and I thought it was his best movie in the past like 5 years.
You know what you're getting with an Adam Sandler movie. I enjoy him though.
Yeah, but it also became the most successful Netflix film for Sandler, who has a deal with the streaming company. So the goal is to have Sandler and Aniston reprise their roles, and no deals have been set or anything like that. The project is very early in development. And speaking of Jennifer Aniston, in a new interview with Variety, she opened up about focusing her acting in television over film. And she admits she misses an industry free of Marvel movies. Referencing her acting on the small screen, Aniston said it wasn't until the last couple of years when streaming services were just sort of exploding with this amount of quality that I actually started to think, wow, that's better than what I just did. And then you're seeing what's available out there, and it's just diminishing and diminishing in terms of its big Marvel movies or things that I'm not asked to do or really that I'm interested in doing. I don't want to live in a green screen.
Yeah, that's got to be hard to be an actor to do movies like that. They look so cool, but you're right. It's just a green screen the whole time on set.
And that's never been, she's never been an action star, you know? So all of these like comedians and romantic comedies or romantic movies, all of those are falling short to these giant Marvel movies. So it's very interesting. And on Saturday, Miley Cyrus commented boo thing on Cody Simpson's picture from his Tiffany & Company's men's launch photo shoot. And the day before, Simpson told reporters, "We just have a ball, and that's the most important part of a relationship. The reason why it hasn't been really crazy and a sudden thing is because we've been friends for so long, and that when we sort of found each other again in a space where we could be, we both just met back in the day when we were partying a lot and we had a lot of fun then. But now we found each other in a space where we're not partying. We're working really hard and just keeping things healthy." Simpson also confirmed that he is not single, but he said he's very happy with Cyrus, and he said it's still too early to say whether she is the one or not.
I hope Porkchop shoots a shot that way. Either one of them. just go for it if it doesn't work out. Live the Web Girl, thank you so much for the tea this morning, filling in for Mackenzie.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips to any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Feel free to reach out. Once again, you can be 100% anonymous. It's 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Today, we're talking about the case of Johnny Lewis, and our story starts on the day of September 26, 2012. Police showed up in the hills of Hollywood to a mansion and spotted the body of a man lying in the driveway. The man's body was lifeless. He had shaggy blonde hair and was lying shirtless. They could see that his left eye socket was caved in and the left side of his skull was smashed. The police then move their search inside. They go to the second floor and into a massive bedroom where they see some broken glass, and as they continue into the room, they find an old rusty hammer with traces of dry blood on it. They follow a trail of destruction into a bathroom where they find a dead cat inside the shower covered in blood with its skull bashed in.
Weird.
As they continue their search through the mansion, they move into the master bedroom where they see blood on the bed frame, on the walls, on the table, and on a chair. The trace of blood leads them to another lifeless body lying on the ground next to the bed. It was the body of an older woman, and there was an obvious blunt force trauma to her head. The coroner later described the scene, saying that the killer fractured her entire skull and obliterated the left side of her face, leaving her brain exposed. There was brain tissue matter spread across the floor around her. Her face is covered in blood, and her nose is split down the middle, and her upper jaw is split open. There were four open wounds on her cheek, which they assume is from a mechanical pencil that they found lying next to her body. The cause of death was ruled as a blunt force trauma to the head, and the police believe that she was punched several times, then strangled. The force of the wounds were so severe that they also believe she was stomped on. The lifeless body in the driveway was the body of Johnny Lewis, a 28-year-old actor. He was in the show Sons of Anarchy and The OC, and he even dated Katy Perry back in the mid-2000s.
Wow, okay, so well-known person.
Yes. The body of the older woman belonged to Kathy Davis, and she was 81 years old when she died. Kathy owned and ran the Writer's Villa. It was a popular place where up-and-coming writers and actors could go in Hollywood to have a creative and supportive space. Kathy was always described as being a very nurturing and comforting woman. The villa was like a refuge for actors and writers to come back to for support, and Johnny Lewis moved into the villa after he left Sons of Anarchy to work on his writing. He was writing poetry and also working on two different novels at the time. He only stayed in the writer's villa for a couple of months, and that's because he found out that his girlfriend at the time was pregnant. Johnny was thrilled at the time, but the relationship ended up not working out and they broke up. Around this time, Johnny gets in a motorcycle accident in October of 2011, and the doctor said he was fine and he walked away with no injuries. But it's after this crash where his behavior started to become bizarre. He was acting erratic and doing things outside of his norm. His acting classmates noticed that he would randomly start speaking in a British accent out of nowhere. And then there was an incident where he randomly went for a walk in the middle of breakfast with his parents in his PJs, and he claims he heard sounds of distress, so he broke into a condo to find it totally empty. The two men who lived there arrived and asked him to leave, and he hit them on their heads with a glass water bottle.
Jeez.
Johnny ends up going to jail for 8 days. Then, when he's released, he attempts suicide by cutting his wrists, but survives. His family at this point is keeping a close eye on him, and it seems like he is beginning to become more and more stable. He moves out of his parents' house and starts to live on his own again. When we come back, we will talk about Johnny's final decline and how it ended up with the brutal murder.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
You can go on our social media right now at Joe and McKenzie to see pictures of the case I'm talking about. It's Johnny Lewis. Johnny Lewis with Katy Perry, his ex-girlfriend, the woman he killed, and their cat, and just a couple different photos from the scene of the crime. So when we left off, Johnny had moved out of his parents' house because he was showing signs that he was more stable. And that's when things start to go on a final downhill spiral. His behavior continues to be erratic and abnormal. He sucker punches a random man in a yogurt shop. Then he walks fully clothed into the ocean in Santa Monica and is hospitalized for hypothermia. Then, a month later, he is arrested for breaking into a woman's apartment and claims he thought it was his friend's place. His friends and family say he is going in and out of basic clear conversation to just scattered incoherence. According to everyone around him, he wasn't using drugs, and he was more likely to drink tea and read a book than stay up all night and take shots. So now, with all of this erratic behavior and drugs out of question, his dad starts taking him to doctors to try to see what is going on with him, and they are all stumped. The doctors couldn't get a clear diagnosis to see if he was bipolar, psychotic, or suffering from a traumatic brain injury from his motorcycle accident. He gets put into a rehabilitation center where they do yoga, art therapy, have horse rides, and this was all instead of going to jail for the crimes that he had committed. But because Johnny wasn't a drug addict, he got kicked out of the rehab. And so his dad talks to Kathy Davis and arranges for Johnny to stay in the writer's villa because it was a place of nurture and comfort, and he had stayed there before.
Okay.
Kathy Davis had no idea of his erratic behavior or his recent run-ins with the law. On the morning of September 26, 2012, Johnny Lewis goes to his neighbor's house to introduce himself. Then, 30 minutes later, his neighbor goes outside to find Johnny on top of their house painter, continuously punching his face. The painter's face is covered in blood, and the neighbor pulls Johnny off of him, and then Johnny punches his 70-year-old neighbor.
Jeez.
His neighbor said that Johnny looked dead in the eyes, and when the neighbor landed a punch on his face, he did not even flinch. Then his neighbor picks up a chair and throws it at Johnny, and it stuns him enough to where his wife, he, and the painter can all run into their house. As they're closing the door, Johnny sticks his arm through the opening, and they're putting their full weight onto the door and the arm, and they're slamming it.
Ugh.
It takes 6 tries to finally get Johnny to pull his arm out. His neighbor described him as having superhuman strength, jumping from fence to fence, finally back over to the writer's villa compound. They called the police, and that's when the police find the discovery of Johnny Lewis, Kathy Davis, and her cat's dead bodies. When an autopsy was done, they found that Johnny Lewis had CTE, which is also very common among football players. It's a brain disease that happens with over and over again trauma to the head. So CTE has symptoms of violence and moody behavior, and they can attribute this to the motorcycle crash, the fights he was getting in over and over again with random strangers, and the police say that during his small stint in jail, he would bang his head over and over again on the cement floor. They think this is why he snapped and went on a total downhill spiral. Police believe that Johnny Lewis had brutally murdered the cat and the older woman, and then either intentionally or accidentally fell off the roof of the house and was killed himself. Till this day, there is no direct motive for the murders.
So do they think, like you mentioned earlier, Liv, that this could possibly have all started with that motorcycle accident?
It could have all started because that is right when his behavior flipped and snapped and he started to act abnormally.
Wow, that was a good one. Liv the Web Girl with Murder Monday here.
Again, you can see photos of all of this at Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
All right, Liv, the web girl, you and your friend are fighting, and apparently it's over something stupid. What's the problem?
I believe it's something stupid, and I'm not going to lie. I am so anxious and nervous right now to talk about this. So we got into a fight, and this was actually a while ago, but like I'm just now, I guess, ready to talk about it. And I think it's super stupid. So my friend DM'd me on Instagram, just replying to one of my stories. And I was like, oh my gosh, like miss you, girl. Like we need to hang out soon. She's like, oh my gosh, yes, please. I said, what about this weekend? And she said, oh, I'm getting my wisdom teeth out tomorrow. So this weekend is a no-go. And I said, what? Like question mark, exclamation mark. Like I had no idea. And then I sent another message and said, aren't you like 5 years late for that? Ha ha. Because she is 29 and I got my wisdom teeth out when I was 18. And all my sisters got them out when they were in their early 20s, whatever. So I was just making a joke like, aren't you like 5 years late for that? Ha ha. And then I sent that. And then I sent another message directly after and said, well, good luck. I hope it goes okay. Do you want me to bring you ice cream this weekend? And she just replied, no. She is mad at me because I made the joke, aren't you like 5 years late for that? even though I had said, good luck, can I bring you ice cream this weekend? Whatever. I was just making a joke because it was just like a harmless sort of thing. And wow. So she thought that I was so insensitive. She could not believe that when she's going in for this major surgery that I would make a joke and say something like that, that it was just so insensitive and unforgivable.
I can't believe that you said that, Liv. Wow, that is.
And then she got mad because she said that all of her real friends know she doesn't like ice cream. So she got mad at me because I offered to bring her ice cream when she does not like ice cream.
833-563-2539. That is a pretty stupid argument. Just going to throw that out there first. But what is something that you and a friend or a family member, it's just this dumbest thing you fought over? Will you call in and share your story? 833-563-2539.
And this isn't a thing like, oh, it's going to blow over in a couple of days. This happened in July.
So wait, I have a question.
Hold on a second. July?
This happened in July and we have not spoken. Words. And she, July.
Wait, she just responded to you, she said?
No. She responded to me back in July, and we got into the argument back in July, and we have not talked since then.
Gotcha.
So this is not like, oh, a small little argument that's going to blow over. Like, this is the end of a friendship. Okay. It's done.
So the
it's
last
over.
Time you talked was July.
July. And it's done and over because I made that insensitive joke.
Here's my thing. I understand, like, Liv, I would consider you a friend, right? We're friends. Would you, like, the thing is, I know you and I know what to expect from you. Mm-hmm. So I would expect a joke from you like that. And I wouldn't get offended. I mean, don't get me wrong. You've made some jokes about me that I'm like...
What has she said about you?
I don't know. Just relationship
jokes. I've made jokes on air making fun of him about his relationship.
Age,
I get that.
My dating age jokes. How
legality
I like
of it with the law.
Right.
You've made some other ones about my work, like the way I work. And I'm just like... but it's like I expect it from Liv, so I'm okay with it.
And here's my thing. It's just not... I don't see that as being insensitive. To me, I get like things can go wrong when you get your wisdom teeth out. But when to me, it just was not a big deal when I got mine out. And when my sisters got them out, it just was not a big deal. It was just something that we had to do. And so I just didn't see it as being super insensitive. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but also this was like a very close friend. I considered her a very, very close friend, like maybe like considering having her in my wedding one day. And so if you were that close to me, you know, I make a joke out of everything, even myself, like very awful things that have happened to me in my life and that I have gone through. I make a joke about them. I make a joke about everything.
I don't know. Richard, are you laughing at what Liv the Web Girl's talking about? Because I'm offended.
Yeah, because I just understand what she's talking about.
What you guys in a dumb fight over with?
Man, I got into a fight with my friend over a pack of gum.
Wait.
A pack of gum?
Why were you fighting over a pack of gum?
Because, listen, I felt like they stole a piece of my gum out of my package, and they was chewing on gum, the same gum, but he swore up and down that he got it from somebody else.
Don't you feel like, though, if someone stole a piece of gum, like, I mean, they probably really needed it, so, oh well, right? Or no?
Nah, it's never that deep. You just ask.
Okay.
Wait, so are you guys still friends or no? Are you still fighting over this gum?
No, we not friends at all.
Oh, you're not friends anymore over a piece of gum?
Yes, we're not friends at all. Until he pay me my piece of gum back, we're not friends.
Wow.
And that, my friends, is the bubblegum breakup.
Pack of gum, bro.
Hey, sorry to hear about that, Richard. Thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. Your chance to win the Lion King coming up in less than 5 minutes here on Joe and Mackenzie. If you're new to the show or you just have missed it, producer Porkchop was in a relationship for 7 years. I've been married to my wife for 4 and been with her for 7 years, and it feels like an eternity. So that's a long time to be with someone, Porkchop, and that relationship ended, and now you are full-time back out on the dating scene.
Yeah.
And is there any updates?
Full time.
We hear little things here and there, but a lot of people have been asking, like, Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram, like, hey, what's going on with Porkchop? Because they've seen you on Grindr. They haven't seen you on Grindr. They want to know.
So, confession, I did go back on Grindr, like, a week or two ago, but I...
Grinding.
I made my profile super blank. Like, there was no picture, there was no info, there was nothing.
Just a ding dong.
Just
a ding dong.
How long were you off of Grindr? Like 24 hours?
No, like a full week and 2 days.
Okay.
Grinding. I was just tired of you guys like talking about my dating life on the air.
Oh, shut
I just
up.
Wanted
All
to give
of
it a
this
break.
Guy does behind the scenes, intern Chloe's brand new and she'll admit it, is Pork Chops talking dating.
I know, but I wanted to give it a break because things weren't going well. And I don't want you to, I wasn't going on that many dates. In the 2.5 months, I've went on, what, 4 dates? And you know my type is super picky, so I think that's not a lot of dates.
Yeah, they all had to turn 18, but okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The first guy, you know, I liked him, and then we went on 2 dates, and that we weren't that compatible. This other guy, I don't know, I kind of liked him, and we went on a date, and it was like, I think we'll be cool being friends, but he doesn't really hit me up anymore. And then there was this other guy who I really, 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 really liked, but I don't know, maybe I really, really liked him too much, and that scared him away, I don't know. But
I want to love him, and squeeze him, and hold him forever.
So, I re-downloaded Grindr, like I said. And I don't know, I was just kind of frustrated, so I did something kind of creeperish. I like knocked down the age range to like, so where you could see, Wait. Joe, listen, I searched for only 23 year olds so I could see like farther away, and then I did the same with 24 25 26, and then I didn't find anyone that caught my attention, and then I was like, let me give it one last try. And I searched like all the 27 year olds in like a 100-mile radius, and I found one guy.
Oh my gosh.
Grinding. 67 miles away in a town like an hour west of Indy. If you're listening in Houston, it's called like Terre Haute. So I found this guy. He was extremely good looking. Uh-huh. I shot my shot, just sent him like one picture and just said, hey, you're cute, just because I figured he wouldn't write back. Well, he wrote back and was like, hey, you're a cutie too. So I was like, okay. Yay. So we talked all day Thursday, like all day. And our communication was, we're very similar people, which was really cool. And we had some good conversation.
They were sending novels to each other. I was overlooking his shoulder.
Dearest Pork Choppeth,
so,
it's been 6 days since I've seen you.
So that night, I was like, all right, you've kind of won me over. So I'll be the first to ask, when do I get to take you on a date? And he said he was free tomorrow. I was like, I am as well. So on Friday, I went to that town an hour west of here.
An hour to take this guy out on a date. Okay.
Yep. We went on a date in his town at a place called like Terre Haute Brewery. It's allegedly the second oldest brewery in America. We had a great night. We went and hung out.
Did you guys spend the night?
Well, we went and hung out in my car for a little bit, and I was going to bring him home. And I was like, do you want to come back over to my place? Like, we could, you know, spend the night or whatever.
Right. What happened?
And he was like, I hoped you would ask.
Which is so funny, because that day on Friday, I said, oh, and he was like, I'm not going to spend the night with him. I'm not going to spend the night.
Well,
I'm just
going
to go on a first date
with him. No, I did not say that. What I said is, I'm not going to hook up with him.
You said you weren't going to spend
the night. No, I didn't. I said, I'm not going to hook up with him. So, okay. Friday night, we went back to my place here in Indy, if you're listening in Houston, and we spent the entire weekend. Actually, he's still at my place right now in my bed.
What? No, I'm just kidding. That's that the wrong.
That was something totally different. So, but we did not hook up.
Okay, so
and
you
we
guys,
went on like 5 different dates this
your
weekend.
First date has lasted from Friday to now.
Yeah, and we went. Hold on. If you're listening again in Houston, there's this place here in Indy called the Indiana Fear Farm. We went there, had so much fun. We had lunch at this place, like a Chinese buffet called Journeys up in Fisher. That was awesome.
Okay,
Hey, listen, we made baked ziti together. We played Mario Kart together. Okay. We took a shower together. Is that TMI?
Ah!
Whoa.
I did
Hold
not
on.
Need to
stop,
know that.
Stop.
What?
You were watching my place this weekend while I was out of town.
Yeah, he slept downstairs on your couch.
Wait, did you shower together at my place?
No, at my place.
Okay.
I did. Yeah.
Grinding. Here's the thing with Porkchop is that he jumps in with both feet with every single guy. Every single guy. It's like, this is the one. I like him so much. Yes. Do you want me to name him? The first guy you went on a date with.
No, don't name any names,
the first
please.
Guy you went on a date with. Another guy that I know that you have gone on dates with. A guy from New Jersey that you were talking to and messaging.
Okay.
And it was like, he's the one.
Listen,
he's going to fly here.
This is what I told him. He's like really interested. He wants to stick around. And I was like, look, I'm not going to get my hopes up. Like, let's just give this a couple weeks, because every other guy after a couple weeks just flakes away.
Or you flake away because you get so caught up in the new guy, a new different guy.
All right. Well, I'm Grindr's deleted.
Okay.
We did more dates. I want to talk about it. We played disc golf. Okay. Like, we did so much fun stuff and had such a great time.
I will say, they are a very, very cute couple. So Porkchop sent us a picture.
Oh, yeah. We got to post that photo.
No, no,
yes,
no.
Yeah, no, we're
no.
going to post. Yeah.
No.
Why
gonna,
not?
We've been talking for not even 48 hours. You want to post it?
Well, apparently,
hold
you
on.
Love this guy.
If Yeah, I don't understand it. Why would you send all of us, me and Mackenzie, and Liv photos, but you don't want it out on Instagram?
Because I just wanted you guys to see it and pick which one was your favorite. That's all.
Liv, can you put something up, like a little poll on our Instagram yeah. story, Joan Mackenzie?
Because so,
I say 2-1 right now. I wanted to post it. Right.
I want to post it, and Joe wants to post it because it is a cute thing. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Because Porkchop does not want us to post this picture, even though I think he should. I'm going to post a picture up on our Instagram story at Joe and Mackenzie, and I'm going to put an emoji over his face. For now, we'll let our listeners vote and decide if they think I should post it or not.
Okay, I've got an idea too, since I'm thirsty as hell. If I get 500 follows on Instagram at Producer Porkchop,
I'll post it.
No,
listen, at Producer Porkchop if you want to see the picture.
Dude, legit, your mic's off now.
Hey! Don't
just hoe your stuff out. Do Joe and Mackenzie.
Fine, all right.
You
screw
are
that.
So
don't
desperate.
Do that. So what? I'm desperate and thirsty for follows.
Oh my gosh.
Why don't you go drink some water?
Go to at Joe and Mackenzie and vote on the poll. Jeez. And wait, which picture did you post?
That's a good one, Liv.
You'll
that
see.
Is good.
No, no,
go
no.
see it
I
right
want
now.
You to pick, wait.
No, it's too late. It's on our Instagram story. You have to vote. Go do a vote. And if we get enough saying that we can, you will be overruled because our listeners decide everything here on the show.
I know which one I want you to post, though.
It's too late there, buddy. It is too late. Hey, good morning.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Yeah, all right. We got your chance right now to win the Lion King. Hold on, can I play a different song? I mean, I like that one, but there's one I really, really want to play. How'd I do? Been practicing that song. It is Joan Mackenzie here on Radio Now.
All right, we are going to play Finish the Lyrics. So, Joe, we need to randomly select two contestants on the phone.
Okay, line 6. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, hey, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Liv?
Liv.
All right. We got Mark and Liv. I'll
hell yeah, Mark.
Stencil you in there. That kind of hurts you didn't go with me, Mark, but it's cool. And let's go to line number 8 this morning, and that is Haley. Haley, you're on Team Joe.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, Porkchop, can you explain how Finish the Lyrics will work?
All right, so we've got a bunch of songs here. They are Lion King soundtrack songs. So what you need to do is we're going to play the song, and it'll randomly stop. Once it stops, you need to figure out the next word. But, Haley, you'll have your own set of songs, and Mark, you'll have your own set of songs, so you need to make sure to be quiet when it's the other person's turn. Let's do ladies first. Haley is up. Song number 1. Make sure your radio's turned off and your speakerphone's turned off so we can hear you.
All right, here it is.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free.
Oh, I'm about to sneeze. I'm sorry. Whew, okay, I held it in.
Haley.
What is the next word?
Philosophy.
All right, it's your final answer. Let's see.
Philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
All right, there
Dang.
You go.
Get ready, Mark.
Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
All right, here is your song for Finish the Lyrics.
Everybody look left. Everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing.
Spotlight.
Let's see. Final answer, Spotlight.
Spotlight.
Nice. All right. Tie game through round number 1. Here we go. Round number 2. Haley, this is your song.
The peace the evening brings. The world for once in perfect.
Haley, what's the next word?
I have no idea.
All right,
I know.
Would you like to use your teammate?
You have a lifeline.
Oh, okay, yes, Joe.
All right, if it's perfect, I would say harmony. I would think I would think it would be harmony. That would be my guess. Do you want to go with that?
Yes.
All right, looking for harmony. All right. This is your shot right now, Mark, to keep the game tied. If not, we got an early lead.
Come on, Mark.
Here's your song.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing.
Mark, I need an answer what the next word is.
I believe... Oh, I'm going to use my lifeline because I'm between two. I believe it's between craze or phase.
You can hear it one more time.
I want to hear it one more
Listen closely.
Yeah. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing.
I thought it was... Maybe it's... let's go
with
craze.
They phrase before, so I think it's craze.
Craze. Let's do craze. Yeah.
Final answer, craze. Yeah. Let's see.
Craze.
All right, here we go. Last round. Let's see what happens here. Listen up. This is your song, Haley.
Be king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bad.
What's the final word? The next one.
Ooh, can I hear that again? I couldn't hear it.
Yes, you may.
Be king undisputed, respected. Saluted and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bad. Beep.
What's your answer?
Brave.
Final answer, brave. Let's see if it's brave.
Prepared.
That is prepared.
All right, you've been waiting for this, Mark. You could actually win it with this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see what he's got here.
Unwinding.
Let's see if it's unwinding. Final answer. This morning, Mark, congratulations.
Mark is the Lion King.
There, no kidding. Hey, congratulations to Mark. Haley, good shot this morning. You did really well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Mark, hang on the line. You're a big winner this morning.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and McKenzie Show. We've also got Liv and Pork Chop here. Plus intern Chloe, till she quits. She's 21 today. Where are the mimosas?
Oh, right. We'll do that next.
Mimosa Monday. For real, though, hey, thank you so much for making this a part of your day. It is Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. By the way, podcast, yeah, we put a bunch up every single day. Just search for Joe and McKenzie on wherever you get your podcasts. We also have a little link for you to find us on podcasts on our Instagram, which is Joe and McKenzie. And is it still up there on our story? We're trying to figure out if we're going to post this photo of Pork Chop or not.
It is up on our story, and we're not still deciding. It is decided. We let you vote if you guys think we should post this picture of Pork Chop and his boo thing, and 85% said yes, absolutely. Well, post it.
Wait a minute here.
Sorry,
wait a minute.
It's going up.
You guys are the ones always telling me that I move too fast, this and that. It's literally been since Thursday that I met this guy, and you think it's already appropriate to post a picture? Like, yeah, we took a picture. I wanted to know what y'all thought about it.
No,
I didn't want to post it on social media. It's only been 4 days.
Why would you just logically give me an answer to this? Why would you take tens of photos that you did and send them to everybody, like
just you
meeting
guys.
Somebody. But why would you take
because
these romantic photos if it
makes
if it's
me
us?
Feel so good? Like, I actually feel good. Like, he kind of treats me like a king, and like, I don't know. So we took pictures together. I've never done that with anyone. We've taken more pictures than me and my ex have in 7 years. We have like a whole photo album already.
All right, well,
and
hey.
And it just makes me feel good.
If you want to maybe be on Pork Chop's side and then we don't post the photo, you can go vote right now. It's on our Instagram story, Joe and McKenzie.
I think Liv already posted it.
Yeah, I did. So go.
Well,
yeah,
never
it's already
mind,
decided.
Then.
Sorry, Pork Chop.
Well, in that case, never mind.
But
hey,
he's such a cutie.
All right, check this out. 833-563-2539 is the number. I'd like you to call in. I found this from a matchmaker. I never heard of her, but apparently she's a big deal. She's London-based. Her name is Anna Bay. She's 33, and she shows women how to date, quote, rich men. She said, these are the five types of men you should never date, and I'm about to give you all five of them. But I want to know from you, ladies, what type of man would you tell other women, do not date this type of guy? Liv and Chloe, I want you to think about that, too, because I'll come to you in a second. But here's the five she recommended, 833-563-2539. She said old money. She said guys that didn't make their own money, kind of like they grew up in a rich family. Those old money types often like to marry within their own circle. Parents of old money men will often be very strict with the women that they bring into their house. So if you're just that regular girl, it will be difficult to be welcome into old family money. I could see that.
Oh, that makes total
sense. Isn't that
sense.
like Crazy Rich Asians? Same story?
Yeah, honestly,
see?
It is. But
boom.
I mean, that's like also the ideal person to date because you probably don't have to work.
Yeah, exactly. Another one, she said, avoid party playboys. People that are jet setting around, going to the Cannes Film Festival and Monaco Grand Prix, like when they're really rich like that. You're never going to be a wife to a party playboy because they don't really settle. They're probably going to cheat on you. The third thing she said, the type of men you should never date, different religions, which I found interesting. She said, men who are from a different religion, there are men who are less open-minded than others, more traditional than others, and so on. So it's something you might want to stay away from and avoid. But I have friends that I know one might be Christian and one might be Jewish and so forth, and they seem to do okay whether they have their separate faiths or one converts to the other. I don't know if that's something. I would disagree with that one. The last two here, rounding it up, narcissists. Women who will always suffer with a narcissistic partner because everything is one-sided and all about that person. And the final type of man this expert says you should not be dating, this is not good, is a workaholic. Even the most successful workaholics are unbalanced, distracted, and often stressed out. Character traits which are not conducive to a long-term healthy relationship. So 833-563-2539. Maybe you can confirm one of those, or maybe you have your own. You're like, hey, if I could give advice to anybody, don't date this. And I want to make an equal opportunity here. Guys, if you got something, you're like, hey, don't date this type of woman, then you can call in too. Liv the Web Girl, you're in a good relationship now.
Yeah, now I am. It's taken a long time to finally find a good man. And so I've dated a lot of those guys. And also, I've dated the three types of guys I'm about to tell you not to date. Trust
three,
me.
Three, okay.
Don't date a guy, in my experience, who works in finance. They are always playboys. They are party boys. They are super, super cocky and egotistical. They just think that their job is the most important thing in the world and that they're the coolest and smartest because of their job. I'm not into that. Another thing, don't date guys who have flirty personalities. Guys that are like, no, I just have a flirty personality. That's just why it seemed like I was flirting with that girl. I believed that, and then I got cheated on, okay? Their flirty personalities, when they get drunk, go in and lead into other things, okay? Don't date someone who says that. Thirdly, don't date guys that take selfies being dead seriously. Just in my case, okay? I'm just saying, for me, guys that are dead serious taking selfies and making sure that they look amazing tend to be a little bit cocky, and they don't like that I am not all about the image.
All right, Porkchop, what about you?
Well, first of all, I say don't, well, obviously in my case, it's don't date guys that aren't interested in you, because it seems like that's what I always go for.
I wish you'd follow your own advice.
I know. But another thing is, what do you mean don't date workaholics? I know we had that psychic on, Psychic Natalie, and she said I'm never going to have a good love life if I'm married to my job. But, like, I think that's a very honorable thing to be a hard worker.
Now, there's a difference between a hard worker and a workaholic, and there's also a difference between having to work two jobs and work all the time, because you need to pay your bills and you need to pay off your debt, which is what you're in.
Okay.
Someone who has money already and has stability but is still spending majority of their time in their job, they're never going to make time for their significant other.
Thank you, Liv.
Make time for other people, even though you're working two jobs.
You're so sweet. So I guess in my opinion, like, yeah, that's what I say. Like, you could date a workaholic as long as they're spending time with you. And yeah, date someone that's into you.
All right, and let's go to the newly 21-year-old lady intern, Chloe. Do you have any kind of men you would advise other people not to date?
Yeah, I would say if they're constantly promising you things and never follow through and then are always making up excuses, I'd stay clear of them.
It's kind of scary that a few of the things you've brought up are things my wife might say about me. Oh, no. Now I'm kind of worried. It's the Joe and Mackenzie show. We've also got Liv and Pork Chop here. Plus intern Chloe, till she quits. She's 21 today. Where are the mimosas?
Oh, right. We'll do that next.
Mimosa Monday. For real, though, hey, thank you so much for making this a part of your day. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. By the way, podcast, yeah, we put a bunch up every single day. Just search for Joe and Mackenzie on wherever you get your podcasts. We also have a little link for you to find us on podcasts on our Instagram, which is Joe and Mackenzie. And is it still up there on our story? We're trying to figure out if we're going to post this photo of Pork Chop or not.
It is up on our story, and we're not still deciding. It is decided. We let you vote if you guys think we should post this picture of Pork Chop and his boo thing, and 85% said yes, absolutely. Well, post it.
Wait a minute here.
Sorry,
wait a minute.
It's going up.
You guys are the ones always telling me that I move too fast, this and that. It's literally been since Thursday that I met this guy, and you think it's already appropriate to post a picture? Like, yeah, we took a picture. I wanted to know what y'all thought about it.
No,
I didn't want to post it on social media. It's only been 4 days.
Why would you just logically give me an answer to this? Why would you take tens of photos that you did and send them to everybody, like
just you
meeting
guys.
Somebody. But why would you take
because
these romantic photos if it's us?
He makes me feel so good. Like, I actually feel good. Like, he kind of treats me like a king. And, like, I don't know. So we took pictures together. I've never done that with anyone. We've taken more pictures than me and my ex have in 7 years. We have, like, a whole photo album already.
All right, well, hey.
And it just makes me feel good.
If you want to maybe be on Pork Chop's side and then we don't post the photo, you can go vote right now. It's on our Instagram story, Joe and Mackenzie.
I think Liv already posted it.
Yeah, I did. So
oh.
go.
Well,
yeah,
never
it's already
mind,
decided.
Then.
Sorry, Pork Chop.
Well, in that case, never mind.
But
hey,
he's such a cutie.
All right, check this out. 833-563-2539 is the number. I'd like you to call in. I found this from a matchmaker. I never heard of her, but apparently she's a big deal. She's London-based. Her name is Anna Bay. She's 33, and she shows women how to date, quote, rich men. She said, these are the five types of men you should never date, and I'm about to give you all five of them. But I want to know from you, ladies, what type of man would you tell other women, do not date this type of guy? Liv and Chloe, I want you to think about that, too, because I'll come to you in a second. But here's the five she recommended, 833-563-2539. She said old money. She said guys that didn't make their own money, kind of like they grew up in a rich family, those old money types often like to marry within their own circle. Parents of old money men will often be very strict with the women that they bring into their house. So if you're just that regular girl, it will be difficult to be welcome into old family money. I could see that.
Oh, that makes total
sense. Isn't that
sense.
Like Crazy Rich Asians? Same story?
Yeah, honestly,
see?
It is. But
boom.
I mean, that's like also the ideal person to date because you probably don't have to work.
Yeah, exactly. Another one she said, avoid party playboys, people that are jet setting around, going to the Cannes Film Festival and Monaco Grand Prix. Like when they're really rich like that, you're never going to be a wife to a party playboy because they don't really settle. They're probably going to cheat on you. The third thing she said, the type of men you should never date, different religions, which I found interesting. She said men who are from a different religion, there are men who are less open-minded than others, more traditional than others, and so on. So it's something you might want to stay away from and avoid. But I have friends that I know one might be Christian and one might be Jewish and so forth, and they seem to do okay whether they have their separate faiths or one converts to the other. I don't know if that's something. I would disagree with that one. The last two here, rounding it up, narcissists, women who will always suffer with a narcissistic partner because everything is one-sided and all about that person. And the final type of man this expert says you should not be dating, this is not good, is a workaholic. Even the most successful workaholics are unbalanced, distracted, and often stressed out, character traits which are not conducive to a long-term healthy relationship. So 833-563-2539. Maybe you can confirm one of those, or maybe you have your own. You're like, hey, if I could give advice to anybody, don't date this. And I want to make an equal opportunity here. Guys, if you got something you're like, hey, don't date this type of woman, then you can call in too. Liv the Web Girl, you're in a good relationship now.
Yeah, now I am. It's taken a long time to finally find a good man. And so I've dated a lot of those guys. And also I've dated the three types of guys I'm about to tell you not to date. Trust
three,
me.
Three, okay.
Don't date a guy, in my experience, who works in finance. They are always playboys. They are party boys. They are super, super cocky and egotistical. They just think that their job is the most important thing in the world and that they're the coolest and smartest because of their job. I'm not into that. Another thing, don't date guys who have flirty personalities. Guys that are like, no, I just have a flirty personality. That's just why it seemed like I was flirting with that girl. I believed that, and then I got cheated on, okay? Their flirty personalities, when they get drunk, go in and lead into other things, okay? Don't date someone who says that. Thirdly, don't date guys that take selfies being dead seriously. Just in my case, okay? I'm just saying, for me, guys that are dead serious taking selfies and making sure that they look amazing tend to be a little bit cocky, and they don't like that I am not all about the image.
All right, Porkchop, what about you?
Well, first of all, I say don't, well, obviously in my case, it's don't date guys that aren't interested in you, because it seems like that's what I always go for.
I wish you'd follow your own advice.
I know. But another thing is, what do you mean don't date workaholics? I know we had that psychic on, Psychic Natalie, and she said, I'm never going to have a good love life if I'm married to my job. But, like, I think that's a very honorable thing to be a hard worker.
Now, there's a difference between a hard worker and a workaholic, and there's also a difference between having to work two jobs and work all the time, because you need to pay your bills and you need to pay off your debt, which is what you're in.
Okay.
Someone who has money already and has stability but is still spending majority of their time in their job, they're never going to make time for their significant other.
You still
make time for other people,
right,
even though you're working two jobs.
You're so sweet. So I guess in my opinion, like, yeah, that's what I say. Like, you could date a workaholic as long as they're spending time with you. And yeah, date someone that's into you.
All right, and let's go to the newly 21-year-old lady intern, Chloe. Do you have any kind of men you would advise other people not to date?
Yeah, I would say if they're constantly promising you things and never follow through and then are always making up excuses, I'd stay clear of them.
Yeah, it's kind of scary that a few of the things you've brought up are things my wife might say about me.
Now
I'm kind of worried. It's Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now. We just went over the five types of men you should never date, according to London-based matchmaker Anna Bay. She says people with old money, the party boy playboys, different religions, narcissists, and workaholics. We also added a few of our own, but we want to hear from you right now at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Caitlin real quick. Caitlin, what type of man would you say, hey, ladies, don't date this type?
Don't date anybody who doesn't have a work ethic. They will never have a steady job. They'll always be hurting for money. And it's just not a good situation.
Honestly, I had a friend that had a boyfriend who couldn't hold a job. And just how he was flaky with his jobs and didn't want to put any effort into it, that's exactly how he was in the relationship. Flaky and didn't put any effort.
Hey, thank you.
And it puts so much stress.
Now, did you go through that?
Yes, I hate to say it, but I'm actually in that situation right now, and it just puts so much stress on the relationship. And
Are you going to get out of that relationship, or are you going to try to work through it?
I'm trying to work through it. It's really hard, I won't lie, but we have a kid together, so I mean...
Right.
Yeah, so you want to try to make
it
work.
It makes it more complicated.
Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Cameron. Hey, thank you for calling. What'd you want to say?
Yep. My deal is bartenders and hairstylists.
Okay, why?
That sounds so specific.
There's a lot of temptation there. Any guy that likes them can definitely come visit at work and throw down the line.
Now, I'm not saying you're a jealous person, but are you saying this because you maybe are insecure or because it actually happened to you?
No, it happens. It happens to everybody. Just like a truck driver. You know, their wives are always home alone. And
oh, yeah, the lot lizards. You got to watch out for them, too.
Lot lizards.
Yeah, lot lizards and buckle bunnies. It's a dangerous world out there.
I've never heard of that.
Google, you do it. Go ahead and search for, or maybe Urban Dictionary, lot lizard. I'm not sure. I want to know what you think about that. Cameron, thank you for calling us. We'll go to Brandy. Brandy, what type of man should you never date?
Well, first I just want to say how offended I am that Cameron said hairdressers, because that's what I am currently. But anyways,
I am currently
in a marriage where he doesn't understand that I want to do things for myself, or like career-wise, like I want to be driven and I want to. He thinks that I should spend all my time with him and not take time for myself to better myself. So don't date people who are not understanding and who don't respect that you want to better yourself.
Right. Don't respect your drive, or maybe don't share that same kind of drive. I totally get that.
All right, Brandy, thank you for calling in. She's like, excuse me, what'd you say? We'll wrap it up with Robin this morning. Robin, we're talking about types of men or women you should never date.
Hi, good morning. I have a couple of them. The first one would be a mama's boy. If your mama has spoiled you your whole life, they're going to expect you to spoil them and do their laundry for them, and they can't do anything for themselves.
Oh, my gosh. I totally get this. I dated a mama's boy one time, and whatever I did was never correct or never the right way to do it. It was always the way his mom did it that I should be doing it. Like, exactly. That way, I can't handle it.
No. I can't handle that either. Now they're going to expect you to do everything for them.
Now what's the other thing, Robin? What's the other type?
A man with no skills. Like, if he can't change a tire, then there is something wrong.
If he can't change a tire, what if he grew up in this city?
Well, still, I mean, come on. Like, know how to use a screwdriver or, like, change a light bulb or, you know, anything. Like, be a man. You know, like, there's certain things that a man should just know how to do. Okay. You know?
No, we totally get you. Hey, Robin, thank you for calling in. If you have anything else that you would add to this list of type of men or women you should never date, maybe from your experience, why don't you tweet us? It's Joe and Mackenzie.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay. Fake IDs, those are nothing new, but this is something I can't believe somebody actually tried to do in real life. A 20-year-old college student tried using a fake Hawaii ID with McLovin.
What an idiot.
At a bar in Iowa. During a routine check for the bar, the police questioned the student. He gave them his real ID, which showed, yeah, he's only 20. And then he denied owning a fake ID. He then removed the fake ID that he had, and the name was McLovin on it, along with a 1981 birth date. The men said he bought the ID from Amazon. He was charged with possession of a fake ID and public intoxication.
Let me see it. You f***ing out or what?
No, man. I got it. It's flawless. Check it.
Hawaii. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. It's hard to trace, I guess. Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why the f***? Would it be between that or Muhammad? Let's pick a common name like a normal person.
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a book for once.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
No, that's why you picked a dumb name.
You.
that is such a good movie.
My favorite movie of all time.
Super bad, by the way. If you have not seen it, you need to do that. That's your Dummy of the Day here on Joan McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Happy Monday. Thank you so much for listening to Joe and McKenzie. I would love to hear from you, because obviously it means you're alive, about your final destination moment. We were like, I almost died. Like, holy crap, a situation like one movement this way or that way could have been a goner. Now, I'm not being dramatic when I say this. I legit thought I was going to die. My dogs actually, they got a little scared and they went, you know, right there on the sidewalk. I was walking them last week, Friday after the show, and we're walking the same kind of area we always do. It's usually 2.5 mile, like kind of a loop around my neighborhood just to get their energy out of them and to get a little cardio for me. And we walk past a tree, not thinking anything of it, but it kind of hangs over the road. It's like a 15-foot long branch. 3 steps after we're done, I hear like a cracking sound, and this 15-foot long branch, it went into the road halfway, landed right where we just were standing. Oh, like, we sometimes stop there and they go to the bathroom and they'll go, you know, pee or poop or whatever they do. Guys, this tree would have for sure killed my dogs, if not killed me. Even if it's an old hollowed out branch, it was like 10, 15 feet in the air falling straight down. And it was a heavy branch.
That's terrifying.
And so I just like, oh my God, that's my final destination moment. So I think I'm still going to die. It's the thing, I think I just avoided that.
But dude, when things like that happen, I start thinking of like weird ways where I saved 3 seconds. Like let's say when you go to walk out of the house, let's say you just walk straight out. But let's say this time in particular, Lindsay was like, hey Joe, love you. And then dude, that 3 seconds could have saved you and your dog's lives.
I think about it in the positive, but I think of like, what if it like, oh crap, I forgot my wallet, so I had to walk back inside, yeah. And that's 10 more seconds, and then I get T-boned in a car accident.
Oh my God. Don't think like...
Does anybody else think about that?
That is completely the wrong way to look at
No, no, but I guarantee you, and I would love to hear from you, 833-563-2539, whether you've had an actual thing that happened or a near miss, you would kind of say it's your final destination moment, like those little seconds added up to that.
My boyfriend's mom was driving the other day on the highway, mm-hmm. and the car right in front of her all of a sudden like speeds up and hits like the median and then flips.
No
and this
way.
Car flies in the air and flips in the air and then lands and starts rolling into other cars on the highway.
Oh my gosh.
And she was like, if I was just one car ahead, you know, if I would have, mm-hmm. you know, not stopped at that red light or like would have left like 5 seconds earlier, I could have been one of those cars that got demolished by this car that was flipping in the air.
Chills.
That's what I'm saying. It's like these one little things. It's just like the Final Destination movie where it's like, that could have been you.
I kind of have two little quick stories.
All right, what are yours, Chops?
One day I was like riding, I don't know if it was a horse or mule, whatever, but I was in Arizona and it was called Canyon de Chelly. And like we were on this like edge or this ledge, whatever, and the horses were just supposed to follow the path. Well, everyone's horse was fine. I was the last one in line, and my horse decided to stop. And it's like it saw a piece of grass on the edge of the ledge that it liked. So it like leaned down, and now here I am staring down this like, I don't know, maybe 1,000-foot drop. I don't know. And I literally thought I was going to die. My horse started turning around. It actually did a 180, like an about face. Mm-hmm. And now I'm facing the wrong way, like, holy crap. I can't, there wasn't even enough room for this horse to turn.
Oh,
I don't know how we did it.
Gosh.
And then he turned back around and we started walking. Literally thought I was going to die.
I just got goosebumps.
Like, I was like, I am not going down with this horse. If he goes, I am jumping off.
Pork Chop's like, get out of here, horse. Come on.
Let's go. One time in Michigan, I like was following my GPS down something called a two track. That's where, I don't know, it's like, it's just a little, literally like two tracks. And I kind of went off the road. It was like off on a pipeline in the grass. My cell phone died. I was out of gas. I had no service anyway. My ex's mom had to come find me 2 hours later. But there's like cougars out in the middle of the woods. It was pitch black, 11 o'clock at night. I literally thought I was going to get mauled by a cougar or bear.
All right, 833-563-2539. Do you have a final destination type moment? Like, what happened? And if for some reason I don't make it past today, I just want to say thank you guys for listening to Joe and Mackenzie. Thank you so, so much. Telling you guys the truth, me and my dogs, Benny and Paddington, we had a final destination type moment where we were just getting our walk on Friday, trying to be healthy for me and get their little energies out. Terriers got a lot of energy. We walk past their usual spot where they like to mark their territory. And out of nowhere, a 15-foot branch fell from the heavens missed us by about 3 feet. Like, if they would even been like, sometimes I let them like lag back on their leash, it's a 6-foot leash, they'd be dead. They
that
would be
is
dead.
Terrifying.
And my wife Lindsay would have killed me. And when she hears this podcast later, says, why didn't you tell me this? She's probably going to kill me too. I didn't want to scare her. So I want to hear your final destination type moments. You're like, oh my gosh, that could have been the end of my life. Cynthia, thank you for calling in. What's your story?
Hi. Well, I was walking to the bus stop, which is about 3-4 blocks away from my house. And right at the corner of the block, there's a three-way exit. And when I was walking there, I was almost to the stop sign, and it felt like somebody just grabbed my feet and knocked me down. And so I'm trying to get up, and I'm hearing this screeching sound, and it was because the truck was exiting the freeway too fast. And when I finally stood up, the truck lost its load.
full of sheet metal. And the last piece of sheet metal slid in front of me maybe 2-3 feet. And but had I not fallen, I would have been at that corner when that truck slipped.
Cynthia, wow. I've got kind of a side note, quick story to go with you. One time I was driving, and I'd been working 21 hours that day. I was driving home. I was like a mile or two away from my house, and I fell asleep at the wheel, and I woke up to like something slapping me in the face, like a smack.
Oh my gosh.
And I was going like 60 miles an hour. When I woke up, and the speed limit was 55, when I woke up and looked, I was coming into a sharp curve, so I had to like slam on my brakes and like take the curve, and there was a tree right in front of me, and if I didn't feel like, there was no one in the car with me, like no one smacked
me. No, I was there, I was like, pork chop.
Wake up, I need you. So I totally believe your story, and what a blessing.
Cynthia, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's wrap things up with Liz. Liz, tell us about your final destination type moment.
Hi, yes. So I was coming back from a road trip from San Antonio. And the car that I had at the moment, it would give us problems here and then.
Mm-hmm.
And so on our way back home, for some reason, it started acting up, even though we thought we fixed the problem in San Antonio. So we stood by on the side of the road to see what was up. As we're checking the car, everything seems fine. We fixed whatever needed to be fixed, get back on the road, and about two cars in front of us, a trailer flips over and the crashes the car. And we were like, oh my God, if we would have left those couple seconds we stopped by, we would have probably been one of those cars.
That's crazy.
Do you still think about that, Liz, from time to time?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's one of those moments. It's just like, holy crap, like how different would life have been?
Right. Whew.
I love that. Okay.
It makes you almost like just grateful for your life that you have.
It does. Like my wife must be so grateful the moment her and I met. She's like, I'm so glad that it timed out perfectly. No, nobody? Okay.
Maybe.
She
I
loves
don't know.
You.
Happy birthday, intern Chloe, 21 today.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, it's kind of like how it was when my dad was around and I was a kid. We forgot your birthday. But we're going to make it up to you, okay, Chloe? Tomorrow, we're going to have mimosas. It'll be a Mimosa Tuesday.
Ooh, it works.
Now, let's make it up for this. What my dad would do, you got to double down. Is there anything you'd like to eat?
I'm not picky. If you want to grab something, then I'll be fine with that.
What's your favorite?
My favorite thing?
That's open at 5 a.m.
Yeah. You're limited.
Or we can reheat the microwave.
I have no clue. Is McDonald's open?
I think so.
I think it is.
Could you get me some hash browns?
Yes. Oh. I was hoping you would say that. I love McDonald's hash browns.
Oh my gosh.
And
I will forgive
like
you if you get me hash browns.
All right, pork chop. Use our McDonald's Connect. I want a bag of hash browns in the morning for us, okay?
Okay.
Or just get them today and we'll warm them up.
Ooh.
No. Fresh hash browns right out of the fryer are the best. All right, well then, intern Chloe, what do you have going on today? What's your day looking like?
Later on today, I'm going to start pre-gaming for my evening, you know, celebrating my 21st the right way.
Yes, love it.
That sounds awesome. What about you, Live the Web Girl? How's your Monday looking?
I have work at Cycle Bar, and then after that, I'm actually going to my best friend and roommate. She has a work party, my friend Whitney, and it's at this new bar that isn't open yet. It's called The Strange Bird. And it's owned by her work, but it's going to be a new location, and it is super, super cool. I'm going to make sure to get a ton of pictures because it's literally going to be the hippest bar. It's in Irvington.
I'm the strange bird. Pork chop also been called that before. What do you got going on today?
I don't really have anything planned. I don't actually work at the steakhouse again until Saturday. So I've got the week off.
I'm jealous.
No, but you're going to have more money than me, Liv.
Yeah,
I mean, I do have some guy I just met at Thursday at home in my bed right now. So I should probably go home and like...
You have to drive him home to Terre Haute. He lives in Terre Haute.
And it's like an hour-ish away.
Yeah. So you have to drive there, drop him off, and drive back.
That's fine. I mean, I had a great weekend with him. So I hope
That's
to
wild.
See him again soon.
A first date that lasted a full weekend.
Yeah, we had like 5 dates in one weekend.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to go disc golf with my buddy Chad today.
Are you? What time?
While you're driving to Terre Haute.
Yeah. Wait, no. Let me in and this guy play.
No, he's not allowed into our circle.
What? Why not?
Because it's a certain bro
thing. What time
thing.
Are you playing?
Probably whenever you're going to drop off Terre Haute Boy.
So now I have a question. Now, would you do like PDA with this guy while you're playing?
Yes, he would.
With the guys, no.
You wouldn't?
No, poor child. No. Hold on. Take this photo.
Oh, click, 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 click.
Oh, my gosh. So you wouldn't do PDA, you don't think?
No, not in front of guys.
See, I'm a very PDA kind of person,
eventually,
my boyfriend refuses, even still after a year and however
good
long
we've
been dating.
Like, time down the road, yes. Not after like 4 days. I'm not PDAing in front of my friends.
Okay.
That's weird.
Okay, well, keep the PDA on the DL.
I'm shocked you find that weird, but everything else you do, you're normal.
People listening only know what you've done.
All right.
If they only knew. All right. Well, hey, Mackenzie will be off again tomorrow on vacation. So we got intern Chloe that'll be doing her thing. Also, mm-hmm. Live the Web Girl and Pork Chop, myself, Joe. We need to get on out of here. And to do that, we have to say goodbye. So let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.